Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we are dedicated to teaching you all about fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as how to build an incredibly successful business using our proven techniques and systems designed to get you certified, confident, successful, and get you results for yourself, your business, as well as your clients. Now, if you've ever wondered, how can I be successful as a coach? Where do I find my first client? How do I even build a business? Where do I begin? I want you to make sure to listen to the end of each episode so that you can hear inspiring stories from our graduates of the Fit Chicks Academy and hear how they signed their first clients, how they built their business of their dreams and paid back their tuition just weeks after graduating, and how all of this is possible for you too. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Amanda Quinn. In today's podcast, I am riding solo, and I want to share with you a little message around something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. Now, we're going into our final enrollment for our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification, and it got me kind of thinking about all of the different elements that we include in our certification and what we teach and what we talk about. And one of the foundational things that we talk about really is what I want to talk about today, which is the key to understanding health and for long-term success with your health. Now, this is something that came to me over many years of trying many different things. I mean, when I think back to my own journey, I know I have done every fad diet possible when I didn't really understand how to eat properly or fuel my body properly. When I became obsessive compulsive about my eating patterns or my working out and things like that. Like, all of these things have been part of my journey. But one of the things over, you know, a decade of learning and educating and getting certified and building our academy was really just this deep understanding and knowledge of starting to see what health and wellness really was to me. And really what it boiled down to is it's not just about the thing that you're doing, right? Like the workout or the way that you're eating. It's really about, well, actually two things. I want to say it's like the key to long-term success really is two things, which is about your mindset and your habits. And I know that that doesn't sound very exciting and it might not sound like really sexy, but it really does come down to those two things, because you can do as many workouts as possible and you can do as many different, you know, eating approaches that you choose, and you can like figure out all of those plans. But if you do not change your mindset and your habits for the long term, you will always revert back, or majority of the time, revert back to old habits, right? And then it's like you're doing that 10 steps forward, 10 steps backwards. So what I want to talk to you about today is just about those things. The first thing is really about the habit side, which I always think of it more like a consistency thing as well. Consistency in habits is kind of the same for me, right? Because habits comes from being consistent. Being consistent is about just showing up all of the time. You know, one of my favorite quotes is really about, one of my favorite quotes out there, and it's an unknown quote, but it's, don't decrease the goal, increase the effort. And I actually have it written on my whiteboard because it's one of the things that's so important to me. It's understanding that I never change the goal. I just change my effort. I increase what it is that I need to do, but I'm consistent about it. I show up every single day. Whether it's for 5 minutes for a workout, whether it's for an hour for a workout, whether it's, you know, with meals that I've prepped or it's meals that I'm purchasing, but I'm consistent about staying true to my plan. Because consistency is the number one thing that will create long-term habits and long-term success, right? So building a new habit is about doing something over and over and over again and being consistent with it. So it just becomes natural. Like when I first started working out and when I first started changing sort of the way that my eating approaches were, it wasn't something that came naturally to me. So when I started working out when I was younger, it was always kind of like, I would start, stop. I would try different workout programs. I would, you know, just kind of dabble in like some martial arts or then try some dance programs or try some running programs and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, I think it's really important and it's actually really cool to experiment and see like, what do you like? What's interesting to you right now? And it's like totally fine. But without having some sort of a consistent regime or a consistent schedule or something that I told myself, like, yes, I work out 5 days a week and these are my days off and these are my rest days. And during my rest days, this is what I do. And without having kind of a consistent plan, it didn't really create that habit. It just kind of became something that I would do here and there. Right. So when I started developing it as a habit and it became consistent and it was like, well, no, it's just part of what I do every day is I do move my body and it's, I like doing it at this time throughout the day because this is what fuels me and energizes me and makes me feel really good. Then that's when it started to become habitual, right? That's when it started to become something that was just a part of who I was, as opposed to just something that I was doing for a short term. So that was the first part. Now, the second part though, that I really want to talk about, and I kind of want to dive into a little bit is, you know, the mindset around it and understanding your behaviors. Now, of course, like I am not like a psychologist, a therapist or anything, and I'm talking from my own personal experiences. But what I can share with you is that once I started to see, especially when it came to emotional eating patterns, once I started to see where my patterns were, that's when I felt the most empowered. When you understand and you do not judge yourself and you do not try to like restrict yourself with all these crazy restrictions or ideas. And instead you just kind of like analyze it and see it for what it is. It's so fascinating because then you recognize, you know, one of the most powerful things that's happened for me is that I've realized now that every decision I make is actually a choice, especially when it comes to my diet. So if I choose to eat a food that I normally would eat because I'm feeling sad or because I'm missing my mom and it reminds me of her. But now that I know that that's why I'm eating that food, I have a choice. I can still eat it because I choose to, because I want to, because it is going to, you know, trigger some of those endorphins in me and like the dopamine hit's going to come and all of those things. Or I can just choose to not, and I can find a different route. I know oftentimes when people talk about emotional eating patterns, and I know we did an amazing podcast interview with Amber and on here about emotional eating patterns and Amber Romanak. And so if you want to go back and listen to it, you definitely can. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about in that was, you know, writing it down, getting clear about and sort of understanding where your emotional eating patterns are coming from. And then once you understand them, finding ways to alter that, right? So if, you know, and you'll, I'm sure you've heard this before, but you know, if you find that you're, you know, emotionally eating because you're feeling bored, find a hobby or activity to do. Or if you find that you are emotionally eating because you feel sad about something, you know, can you call a friend to cheer you up? Or can you talk through it with somebody, have a phone a friend conversation or something where you can talk through that so that mentally you can let it go and you're not relying on that. But for me personally, one of the biggest, like I said, one of the biggest transformations for me when it came to emotional eating patterns and behaviors and the mindset around that was really just not even necessarily finding a different distraction or a different technique to process it, which is of course so powerful. But for me, it was really just understanding that seeing when I was having those triggers, understanding where they were coming from, and then making a decision. Do I choose to still just have those barbecue chips? Because that's actually one of my triggers. Do I still choose to have barbecue chips or do I just not want to have them? And then I just recognize this feeling and sit with this feeling or maybe meditate on the feeling or maybe move through the feeling or, you know, not allow for myself, not even allow, that's not the right word, but not sort of give into that and instead find that distraction? Or do I just allow myself to have them because they are going to bring me that dopamine hit and that joy and that's okay? And I think that that for me was so damn powerful because it was just like, oh my gosh, it felt like I was now making the decisions. I now had control over that as opposed to it feeling like it was a bit out of control and a little bit chaotic when it used to feel a little bit chaotic. You know, I think one of the biggest times that I personally, and this is like a very personal sort of thing I'm going to share, but Laura and myself actually went to the Biggest Loser Ranch. This was years ago. We went down to Utah and we trained at the Biggest Loser Ranch. So with the trainers doing like the 8-hour a day workout program and eating the meals and all that kind of stuff. And we did it because we were like, A, sounds super fun and cool. B, so fascinating and interesting just to learn and to see what people were doing and to have those conversations with other people, right? That were experiencing that same grueling sort of workout program and very, very strict guidelines, et cetera. And just kind of like oversee in general, like what that experience really felt like. So we went and we did this. And I remember that it was actually on the last day. So it was the very last day at the Biggest Loser Ranch. It was supposed to be our celebration, our graduation day. And I remember this moment so clearly because this was the biggest aha for me. It was this moment where they were like, it's your graduation. And then they brought out Cobb salads. And I was like, what? Cobb salads and strawberries for dessert? I'm like, what kind of celebration is this? And then I was like, oh, wait, we always bring like, I always tie in personally celebrations with food, right? Like you expect cake, or for me, at least I expect cake, and I expect like some really like delicious, like, I don't know, like Cobb salads are delicious, but I was expecting like, you know, like, I don't even know what I was expecting, but just not a Cobb salad and strawberries. And so it was kind of this aha moment where I was like, oh my gosh, we always tie in food with celebration. So instead, can I just enjoy the celebration and know that the food is just there, but that's not part of it, right? It can be. And I'm not saying that you can't use food to celebrate, because food is beautiful and delicious. And it's an amazing way to connect with people. And that's why we break bread with people and everything else. And I'm not saying it's not that, but it's just interesting when you start seeing it from a different perspective and using that lens to make decisions. And that's really what I try to do now. So rather than, you know, maybe feeling disappointed like I did in that moment, maybe now it's more just like, oh, wow, like, can I really just enjoy this, like, and indulge myself in like amazing conversations and not really worry about the food as being the highlight. Instead, it's the actual celebration, the event, the people, et cetera, as the highlight. And then the other is kind of the backstory, right? So I wanted to share this with you all because I feel like, you know, especially going into the holidays, especially just any time that we're kind of like in a place where we want to transform, I really just want to encourage you to start thinking about how have I looked at, or have I looked at not only like my fitness and nutrition, but have I also looked from a mindset and an emotional perspective? What is that connectors, and what is the thing that may be outside of my fitness and nutrition that I may be missing? Is it consistency? Is it, have I not created lifetime habits that I can live with? Because if you create habits, but they're habits that are really challenging for you and they don't feel natural, it's really hard to want to do that or to even continue to do that for long-term strategy. So if you're trying to set yourself up for long-term success, it's like, what can I do that I can really truly see myself just adapting this as a daily activity or a daily routine or part of my daily life or part of who I am with a little bit more ease than I would ever imagine possible, right? So that would be like from a consistency standpoint. And then from the mindset standpoint, it's looking at those behaviors and saying, you know, what can I shift and how can I see things from a different lens? And sometimes, you know, it's just like the smallest thing, right? It's just looking at like, oh, do I always use X to celebrate, or do I always eat this one thing? And when, what am I thinking about, or what am I feeling about when I want to eat that thing? Do I really want it or do I not? Like I said, one of mine is barbecue chips. Is whenever I miss my mom, whenever I feel like I'm just really like, man, like I just really wish I could like be around my mom. My mom's amazing and I love to like hang out with her. I usually have a craving for barbecue chips and popcorn mixed together because my mom used to give that to us when we were kids, when we go to the movies. And it's like this weird connection that I have in my mind emotionally, right? So it's like built ingrained in me that that's like this thing. It's like a comfort food thing. And so when I crave it, I now make a decision. So again, it's just looking at your own story, your own life, and seeing, do you have any of those? And if you do, look at them with curiosity and look at them without any kind of like, you know, accusations or like any judgment. It's really just about analyzing it, being curious about it, and being really like gracious to yourself and saying like, hey, like that's really cool, or that's really interesting. And can I adapt this in any way, or can I look at it in any way to make it a little bit different? So I encourage you all just to like, you know, sit down and just think about those things. And again, it might be just something really small that comes up. There might be like this total mind-blowing moment that you have that you're just like, oh man, I've never thought of it from that lens. Or maybe, you know, just over time, all of these things will just reveal themselves to you. But it's just, I find it so fascinating and so empowering when we start seeing it and seeing that we do always sort of have those choices that are presented to us. Sometimes we just don't even know it's a choice at the time. So That is our episode for today. Again, today was all about sort of the key to having consistent long-term health strategies. So as I mentioned in the beginning, we do have our final Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification coming up. On December 22nd, we will be opening enrollment. It'll be our final enrollment for 2021. And then we will be closing enrollment till February of 2022. So if you've been thinking about getting certified with us, make sure you check it out at fitchicksacademy.com/HWLE page two. So if you go to fitchicksacademy.com/HWLE page two, that is where you can read more about our certification program, download our brochure, and enroll before the year end. So thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you again next week for our final episode for 2021. So have yourself a happy holidays. Enjoy your time off. If you're taking any time off, please stay safe, and we will see you again next week.
Hi, I am Alexis Diamond, aka the Hot and Healthy Vegan Mom and founder of the Hot Vegan Mom Method. I help busy, overwhelmed vegan moms stop gaining and losing the same 5 pounds over and over again and achieve lifelong weight stability through balancing their hormones without giving up wine or pizza. The Fit Chicks Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert, Sir, literally changed the entire course of my life. Before I joined, I was a certified personal trainer and had been working in fitness for years. I had also struggled with yo-yo weight loss for the better part of my life, I would say since I was 9 years old. And even with all of the Googling and the podcasts and all the things that I had listened to, when I joined the program and I realized what the root cause of my yo-yo weight loss was and the damage that I had done through all of the fad diets and all of the things that I had tried, it shifted not only the way that I look at things, but the way that I'm able to serve my community. Right after I graduated, I hired a business coach and created my signature program, the Hot Vegan Mom Method. I made my investment back on my very first sale. My program is a high ticket, really intimate, high touch 3-month program. I now no longer work in the gym. I was teaching group fitness classes before, but my online business has really taken off. I have my ideal client. I have my niche. I have a whole audience of women that I'm able to serve in a higher way. Since graduating, I have already helped 4 women literally transform their lives and transform their bodies in a way that is actually sustainable for the rest of their lives. I am forever grateful to the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program for the impact that it has made in me, for the shift that it has created in me, but more so for the shift that I am now able to create in so many other women's lives by having them realize that calories in, calories out is not going to get them where they need to go. And that weight loss is this beautifully complex, simple thing, and that all they need is the steps, sustainable, practical, habit-based steps to hit their goals.
Now, if you are ready to get certified today and build the fitness and nutrition business of your dreams, we invite you to join our Fit Chicks Academy upcoming certifications for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, so we can help you build a successful business using our proven formula that has helped hundreds of our graduates do the same. Learn more at www.fitchicksacademy.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.